It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news about the Wild. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Good morning. Yeah, they signed their coaching staff to extensions and a vote of confidence from Bill Guerin. Dean Evason and the entire staff get extensions. And, of course, and I don't want to say counterintuitive, but a little bit, you know, they're on a four-game losing skid. And I think, Bill Guerin's hit all the right buttons so far, and so has Dean Evason. And I think he wanted to just reward them and give them extensions so that they could feel a little bit of peace of mind because let me tell you, the guys that I feel for in this business, it's addicting, and that is the profession of coaching. And guys will travel all over the country with their families and uproot and do whatever they can because they love coaching so much. But it is the most one of the most unstable businesses that I've ever seen, and I always feel for those guys. And so anytime they can get a little peace of mind, I say that's a great victory for them because what you're always calculating is, If I get fired today, how much do I got left on my contract and how much longer can I go before I have to get a job? And that literally is every day for these guys. And so anytime any of these coaches can get a little bit of peace of mind, especially for their family, I think that's great.
So the Wild taking on the St. Louis Blues, you can watch it on TNT if you're not lucky enough to be holding tickets for Target Field. I found it interesting, too. It's the first evening game. And according to The Athletic, the Wild's State of Hockey-inspired uniforms represent both cities, both Minneapolis and St. Paul on the front of the jerseys, a state outline of Minnesota on the front in red with a star on either side, and also brown gloves and shorts. What? Shorts?
Breezers.
Yeah.
Breezers, kind of, they call them, yep.
Razors. That's a nice throwback touch. Hey, Mike Zuccarello played for the Rangers for many years in New York. He's played a Winter Classic or two, right?
Yeah, this gets a little confusing for the fans because the Wild already played an outdoor game. They played the Chicago Blackhawks with the Torch as the coach. There's a little piece of trivia for you hockey buffs. John Torchetti had taken over for at the end of that season when they dismissed Mike Yeo in the middle of the year, and they got a big win against the Blackhawks at TCF Bank Stadium, then now Huntington Bank, and of course the Gophers played outside as well. But so this is not the first. It's just that because it's New Year's Day, they call it the Classic, and that's really the only difference is the NHL puts more into it. And the NHL really hasn't. I got to tell you, in terms of, I mean, I don't know if this is a COVID-related thing, they have not done a real good job here this week of bringing content into this town. You can get some guy that you've never heard of that from the NHL to speak maybe during the day, but I thought there'd be more fanfare, maybe more former players, something like that, the commissioner, somebody would be out here. But really all you can do is go out there and from the Delta Club shoot some shots of how they're progressing with making the field. But I have not been impressed with the NHL in terms of I thought this would be a bigger event than it has been in terms of the way that they captured the town and the media.
Yeah, maybe it is COVID. You know,
maybe it is. Maybe they just don't want to bring in all those people because of that, and that's fair. But it just you go out there and you go, well, what are we going to cover? Usually there's things going on, and what can we cover? And I don't see that. Yesterday I was working out at the Arena Club there, and they did. You know, you do feel it when they shut down the streets, and they shut down a couple of streets over there, you know, just to get ready for it. And there's police presence and everything else. So you at least felt that there was a big event coming. You know, last night I went to not a big event in terms of number of people, but it was packed. Minneapolis North played Park Center in the first George Floyd Classic Championship game. The Black Coaches Association put this on here in Minnesota. They brought up George Floyd's former team, and we had Larry McKenzie on to talk about it the other day. But last night's game was just a really good game because it was North against Park Center, two really good teams. And I went out there. I was debating going out there because it was cold and all the reasons that we do here in Minnesota. And I went out there, and I got to tell you, Paul, I had an absolute blast. When you get basketball, good basketball, in the inner city, it is a community event. And it really brings the community together. And I sat out there with P.J. Hill, who's an activist. I'll have him on this afternoon. And he was a great player, played at Ohio State. And Lawrence McKenzie was out there. Khaled El Amin, coach of St. Thomas Academy. And then he came over at night. And he's from the sidelines trying to help his Minneapolis North team. And then Amelia Hoffman, the new police chief, was there. She came and sat down with us. And, and Ryan Winkler. And, it was so much fun to be out there. Freddie Gillespie's mom, he just signed a 10-day contract with Orlando. He's a great story. Went to Carleton and Baylor. But it really brings the community together. And James Ware's team won. Jaden Carrington, who's going to the University of Minnesota next year, had 35 points. He was outstanding. So was Willie Wilson for North. But I forgot about what that does for that community. And it is Al Flowers. I mean, there's so many people I ran into last night out there. And obviously the emotion still of the George Floyd and everything else when it's done, but it is a really fun event when you get two good teams basically from the inner city playing each other, because it really does bring that community together. And I just had a blast out there last night.
You made some memories, and you will remember this. Much more fun than checking your phone every 30 seconds, right?
Yes, being in the moment. You know, and I say that because so many times we all sit there, and, you know, I'm in the comfort of the office or wherever you are, and you go, do I really want to go out there? And I just say, yeah, I'm going to drive out there and at least watch the first half, and I can get back in time for the 10 o'clock and all that stuff. Pretty soon, I didn't want to leave. It was just that much fun with all those people out there.
Mike, Max, appreciate the update, my friend. Be safe, and catch you tomorrow. You're on tomorrow morning, right? You're not partying
early
in the morning.
I'll be on tomorrow morning, yep.
Okay,
you
awesome.
Got it.
You're always working, man. You make me look like a type B. Keep it going, Mikey.
Nobody makes you look like a type B, buddy.
No. That's my goal, is to become a type B.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
A few show highlights and more of your texts, your wildest, or let's say your most memorable New Year's Eve party. That's been the question. What do you remember, if anything? 651-461-9226.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.